The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's November 12th. Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, was born on this day in 1817. I've also heard his name pronounced slightly differently among adherents. He was born in Tehran, Iran, and from birth, his name was Mirza Hussein Ali. He was born into a noble family, and he was known for his skill as a horseman and a poet. He also was an excellent calligrapher. He had very little formal education, as we might think of it, though, and that was really typical for a young man of his station. At the same time, he was known to be very bright and very intelligent and knowledgeable about all kinds of subjects, including having an extensive knowledge of Islam. He was also known for being very compassionate, especially when it came to matters of injustice. He got married at the age of 18, and he would take other wives as well later on in his life. He was expected to be a civil servant, like his father was. And after his father's death, he was offered a position, but he turned it down. He really thought there was too much corruption and materialism in the civil service. He preferred to try to make a modest living, managing the property that he had inherited when his father died. And he also wanted to use what he did have to help other people as much as he could. He became known as the father of the poor by the time he was in his early 20s. When he was 27, he learned of a young man who was known as the Bab, which is Arabic for the gate or the gateway. People believed that the Bab was a messianic figure, a figure who was anticipated among Shia Muslims. And the Bab also heard of Baha'u'llah and sent him a scroll. We don't know exactly what this scroll said, but whatever it did say, it had a dramatic effect on him. And he became one of the Bab's followers, who called themselves Babis. In 1848, Baha'u'llah, who hadn't yet taken this name, was arrested and punished for following the Bab. Then the Bab was executed in 1850 for treason. A lot of his followers were also killed at this time, and Baha'u'llah became his successor. The two of them had never met in person, but they had corresponded extensively. And before his execution, the Bab had sent Baha'u'llah all of his papers. 2 years later, though, Baha'u'llah was falsely charged in a plot to kill the Shah of Iran. And after that, he was imprisoned in Tehran in a place called the Black Pit. While he was imprisoned, he had a divine revelation that he was the prophet that the Bab had been foretelling. After his imprisonment, Baha'u'llah was banished. It was the first of a series of banishments. He started out going to Baghdad, and then to Constantinople, and then to Adrianople, where he survived an attempted poisoning at the hands of his half-brother. After about 10 years in Baghdad, in 1863, Baha'u'llah publicly declared himself to be the divinely chosen leader that the Bab had previously foretold was coming. This is his first public declaration of this. He was a messenger from God and a manifestation of God. And this led to sectarian violence. He was banished once again from the Ottoman Empire, and he was sent to Acre in what's now the northwest of Israel, which was at the time a prison city of the Ottoman Empire. Imprisoned there, though, he started expanding his teachings and those of the Bab into the religion that is now known as Baha'i. He wrote religious texts there and developed a following as he was gradually allowed more freedom and more people were allowed to come into Acre and see him. A core part of the Baha'i faith is that God has revealed himself to humanity throughout history through a series of messengers, and each of these messengers has founded a religion. These messengers include Abraham, Krishna, Zoroaster, Moses, Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad. So Baha'u'llah, which means glory of God in Arabic and is the name that he took for himself, is the most recent in these series of holy messengers that are central to the Baha'i faith. Baha'u'llah lived in Acre for the rest of his life, and today that is the Baha'i Holy Land. He died in 1892, and his eldest son became his successor in his work and his teachings. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's podcast, and thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on the show. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can tune in tomorrow for one of history's many bloody days.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.